Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is, by God's call, day 269. His grace is enough. Hear this word. Let it land. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Stay right there for a moment. Think about who is speaking. Paul, the man who planted churches across the known world, who was beaten, shipwrecked, stoned, and left for dead. Paul had a thorn, something that cut deep, something that would not leave, and he asked God to remove it. Once, twice, three times, and God answered. But the answer was not what he was asking for. God did not say, I'll take it away. God said, I am here. He didn't come with an explanation for the suffering, no tidy logic to make the pain make sense. God came with himself. My grace is sufficient for you. Not the absence of the thorn, his presence. And that is the heart of this word for you today. Sometimes we pray asking God to lift the weight, the diagnosis, the broken relationship, the anxiety that won't quiet down, the failure that still stings, and we wait for the removal. But God has already entered into that weight with you. Grace is not an intellectual answer to pain. It is the living presence of Christ that holds you when logic fails, when words run out, when you no longer have the strength to pretend you are fine. And then the text makes a move that should stop us cold. Paul does not merely accept his weakness. He boasts in it. This is not defeat dressed up in religious language. This is radical faith, the deep conviction that precisely where you end, he begins, that the power of Christ is not made perfect in spite of human weakness, but through it, that your vulnerability is not a barrier to God's grace. It is the very stage where the glory of Christ becomes most visible. Paul reaches for the image of a mantle coming down, the power of Christ resting upon him, not something he summons from inside himself, not willpower, not discipline alone, something that settles when you make room for it. And that is exactly where the call lands today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day sweeps you up, stop. Name out loud the weakness or the burden you most want to hide, not to shame yourself, not to perform vulnerability, just to be honest before God, in plain words with your own voice, and say it. Let the power of Christ rest upon me right here. This is not surrender to defeat. It is an opening to grace. It is saying, I come to the end of myself, and I trust that is exactly where he begins. His grace is enough, not because the pain isn't real, but because he is more real still. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.